Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel.
You believe these characters
are weirdos?
So let's rock!
I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president. I'm a woman of my word.
Subtle reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that Nikki Haley is a woman. And she's a woman that got embarrassed after losing her home state of South Carolina on Saturday to Donald Trump in that primary, 60-40, basically, 20 points. Devastating loss for her. And Donald Trump looks like he's going to get the delegates he needs by mid-March. I think you need 1,200-plus delegates to clinch. It looks like that's going to happen in a few weeks.
Not only did Nikki Haley get blown out in her home state, if you zero in a little closer, she lost her home county in South Carolina 64.6% to 34.9%. So her neighbors basically said, give me Trump.
Yeah, I heard Kendall talking about it earlier today. I think there's 50 delegates in that state, and Trump got 47.
Yeah.
She only got three.
And what was amazing to watch, and I had no idea what they were expecting, but if you watched any of the coverage of the South Carolina primary on Saturday night, like, I'm the type of guy that goes channel to channel just to see how the networks are covering things.
Right.
CNN had a panel of 9 people.
Good Lord.
Like, 9 people were up there on the panel, and 8 of them were melting down. You had Jonah Goldberg, who's a never-Trumper, David Axelrod, who's a Dem, Audie Cornish, a liberal journalist, Cassie Hunt, liberal journalist, Anderson Cooper, liberal journalist, Alyssa Farah Griffin, never Trump Republican, Van Jones, Democrat, Bakari Sellers, Democrat, and then there's Scott Jennings, the one GOP guy who, even though he's GOP, he's not all in on Donald Trump, which is fine, but of those 9 people on this massive panel, like, when they tried to show them on screen, it looked like the opening of the Brady Bunch. 8 of them were losing their minds. They couldn't believe it. But
they couldn't believe, really, that Nikki Haley lost her home state from what she was once governor?
By the amount. By 20%.
Really? I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Every poll showed that. But I guess they didn't want to believe that. And then you had MSNBC's coverage. You had Rachel Maddow, who, she's still trying to push this narrative that Donald Trump's cognitive decline is on par with Joe Biden's.
He did have to read the names of his immediate family members off of a card.
He did get them all right.
And yes, it's true. There's that. There's the, you know, saying that the auto workers are with him when, as you mentioned, the auto workers just endorsed Joe Biden. But he then even tried to credit what he described as the people standing behind me, who he described as national officials, state officials. They're state officials, but they're really national. They're the most important state officials in the country, the state, it's the country. Like, what are you talking about? So it's not even stylistic. There's a general incoherence, Uncle Ramble Sanders thing going on with him that doesn't get a lot of attention because the mainstream press, particularly the print press, has much more enjoyed talking about Joe Biden and the signs of his age. But
so what does that
Trump
tell you?
Rambling and incoherent, even when he is at his best, and even when it's early in the evening.
No, he's not. There's no comparison to me, maybe, whatsoever. You're saying that in media. It's talking points for some of these talking heads.
Right.
That trying to compare the cognitive mental state of the former president versus the current president. It's not even close. Nice try. I don't think people are paying attention to that at all.
Until Donald Trump starts shaking hands with the air, I don't think I need to hear from Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun, a.k.a. Rachel Maddow, anymore.
They do somewhat look similar, don't they?
If you don't know, look up Ryan Braun, Milwaukee Brewers, and think about Rachel Maddow in your head. And I'm telling you, I'm crazy plain lady, I am telling you right now, those people have never been in the same room together. Just pointing that out. You're looking it up right now, aren't you?
Okay.
You see it, don't you?
I see the resemblance. Yes.
I want to play you a piece of audio from Gavin Newsom here, Nige.
Oh, the wonderful governor from the state of California, okay?
Tell me if you think this is saying the quiet part out loud or it's not the quiet part anymore, okay? This is Gavin Newsom on Friday, the day before the South Carolina primary, talking about Nikki Haley.
First of all, I think she's one of our better surrogates, so I hope she stays in. I hope she does well tomorrow.
All the nasty stuff she says about Trump.
She's spot on 99% of it. So I'm enjoying this primary, and I hope it continues. So I wish her luck. But look, Trump's the nominee. We all know that. You know that. Everybody out there knows that.
Wow, that's a 1-2 punch right there for, yeah, I'd love her to stay in as long as possible. She's our surrogate. What does that tell you? I mean, Gavin Newsom's gave her the endorsement. And then he goes, well, she didn't have a chance, but I'm not going to tell her to quit. Keep doing what you're doing.
Like, if you're Nikki Haley, do you put that in, like, your political ads endorsed by Gavin Newsom?
As long as those donors keep giving her money, although the Koch brothers in that organization just pulled out.
So, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, he put an interesting theory out there after the primary on Saturday night. He was on Fox News. He listened to Nikki Haley's press conference where she said she's not going anywhere. And Ari Fleischer thinks that she's laying the groundwork to run as a third party.
You know, I've been around a lot of these candidate speeches. I've written a few. That was a no-labels speech tonight by Nikki Haley. That was a speech when she says, no matter what, I am running. When she trashes Joe Biden, trashes Donald Trump, she is setting herself up to run down the middle. And look what happened in South Carolina tonight. She won, according to the Fox voter analysis, independent voters by 19 percentage points tonight. Now, that's only 7% of the people who voted in the primary, which is why she got her clock cleaned in the primary by Donald Trump. But when you look at independent voters, she sees a huge group out there. And when you look at the country, independent voters are 43% of the country. Republicans are 27%. Democrats are 27%. So she is looking ahead and seeing a swath down the middle that doesn't like Biden, doesn't like Trump. I can just feel it. I watched it. My reaction was immediate. Mm-hmm. She is declaring. And so why won't she drop out of the race? Because she sees herself on the runway to something new. And when you see yourself on the runway, you don't pull your plane off the runway. You get ready to take off. That's what she's doing tonight.
Third party? Really? I don't know. I think, you know, Donald Trump does need those votes. I mean, how many people voted? 40% voted
right
for her in that primary? I don't know. Maybe I think she's angling for maybe a little bit of leverage with the Trump campaign.
But I don't think you can take Nikki Haley's number in the primary and equate it to the general election.
I'm just saying that the significant numbers of people have voted for her in these primaries. Not
well,
enough
that's true.
To beat Trump, but eventually Trump's going to need those votes.
But what I'm saying is, just because Nikki gets 40% of the votes here, those 40% didn't have Joe Biden to vote against on this primary ballot. When Joe Biden's on that ballot, yeah, I think some of those 40% hold their nose and vote for Donald Trump.
And then maybe she's waiting for Donald Trump to be incarcerated. Who knows? I don't think.
And maybe that's
I
it.
Mean, look, that I don't think that timeline works out this year. I don't think Donald Trump sees the inside of a jail cell ever. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen, but certainly not this year.
The one thing I would like to see Donald Trump do moving forward, pretend like Nikki Haley doesn't even exist. Don't do to her what you did to Ron DeSantis. Don't rip her supporters. Don't rip on her. Moving forward, I need the messaging to be fire Joe Biden. That's all I want to hear moving forward. I like nickname giving Trump. I like it when he goes on the stage and he acts like Joe Biden and he can't get off the stage. All that's funny. But moving forward here, Nikki Haley's name should never come out of his mouth. You know you're going to be the nominee. The messaging needs to be fire Joe Biden.